Well, it is Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net once again here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com taking you through some play-by-play action. This is Wednesday's morning practice, the North team here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. We are at the Reese's Senior Bowl, and let's take a look on the near side here. The wide receiver cornerback matchup, that is Justin Hardy from East Carolina, who has been very impressive going up against Steven Nelson, the corner from Morgan State.
Yeah, Hardy has been terrific. I mean, he doesn't have great measurables. Snap is fumbled there. Doesn't have great measurables, doesn't have great speed, but he's just a very good football player. Does the little things well. We saw him in drills earlier, running good routes, using his hands to get separation, and he catches everything thrown in his way. One other guy we've got to mention from that play, number 30, Tyler Varga, again from Yale, having a good day. Looked exceptional in blocking drills, and that complements what he showed carrying the ball and catching it yesterday out of the backfield. So Varga, Ivy League player, really impressing here.
All right, well, let's focus on the offensive line here, since we know that we're going to get some action there. Left tackle Donovan Smith, number 76. Looks like he'll be going up against Nate Orchard, the pass rusher from Utah.
It's a good matchup. Orchard's a natural pass rusher. Donovan Smith definitely got the better of it right there. Jamison Crowder of Duke attempting to make a difficult catch. He came away with the ball. Good for him. But Donovan Smith is a terrific athlete. He's got great size. As a redshirt freshman, he looked like he was going to be a dominant NFL prospect, but his game's leveled off. There are some questions about his work ethic and if he's willing to do the little things to make himself, to really reach his potential. You saw what he could do there against Orchard, who's smaller and quicker as a natural pass rusher, just took him out of the play. So it's got to be, he's got to do the off-season conditioning to play and play at a high level.
All right, how about the left guard, a player who impressed you yesterday, Ali Marpet from Hobart. He, of course, was a tackle yesterday, playing guard today. Looks like he's going up against Carl Davis, a very tough matchup.
Ran a little trick up there. Now, what Marpet did was he pulled across the line of scrimmage to get out front, blocking in motion, and although he wasn't involved in the action, you got to like the athleticism and the movement skills he showed. Max Garcia was able to slide over and basically take Carl Davis from the action or prevent him from disrupting the action. So Marpet's another small school guy, Division III guy, as a matter of fact, who I think is really has raised some eyebrows the past 2 days. He's, again, lined up at left tackle. Looks like he's going to
left
be
guard, rather, with, left guard, with Donovan Smith at left tackle. And they're going up against Danny Shelton, the highly rated prospect interior defenseman from Washington. And Marpet, they moved him a little bit.
Marpet got the better of that. There's no doubt about it. Shelton has been wearing down. He looks gassed. He started off hot yesterday, and then he kind of does not look like he's in the best of condition. And you know what? Marpet, definitely, that's a plus for him on that down. You got to like the way he plays with leverage. He got underneath Shelton, who's only 6'1.5". So to get leverage on a 6'1.5 guy says that you can bend your knees. Again, Marpet doing what a small school player has to do here at the Senior Bowl.
All right, how about the right end now? Or I guess they're switching up around. So instead it will be Deion Barnes from Penn State, another redshirt junior, going up against his former teammate Donovan Smith. And Barnes eventually gets there.
Actually, I think he went up against Trenton Brown, who was playing left tackle, number 79 of Florida, who was the biggest player in attendance, weighed in about 373 pounds yesterday. You like the way that Brown quickly set up in pass protection, got his hands in the barn, and was able to disrupt him. He's got to learn to finish his blocks. You know, one thing about Barnes is he's got to get the first step on opponents out of a three-point alignment, or he's not going to get to the quarterback. And the other thing is when they used him at linebacker drills this morning, he struggled. So,
all right, Tony, let's follow the ball here as we've got Bryce Petty at quarterback and Amir Abdullah in the backfield. Let's see what happens. But both players, Petty and Abdullah, intriguing to Eagles fans, I'd say. And now you see the burst from Abdullah.
Not only the burst, but the way he runs with good lean, and he falls forward when tackled for that extra yardage. So if it's third and four and he stopped a yard shy of the first down, but he falls forward for that extra yard and a half, guess what? Move the chains. That's the thing about Abdullah. He's not just a guy who's going to run around the perimeter. He will turn it north-south, as you saw there, and compete to pound it out on the inside.
All right. Well, for Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf. Much more to come here from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.